Shut up, Rush. Shut up.
Rush isn't here.
Yeah, he's here in spirit.
Okay.
Thank you very much to Deirdre for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:02. Oh, okay, Deirdre, we're doing that now.
Oh, shut up.
You are listening to KOOP, Hornsby, Austin. That was Around the Town Sounds. This is the Mascot Wedding Show right after, oh, I should have probably done this, right after Typhoon with The Honest Truth from their EP, A New Kind of House. More Mascot Wedding Show. I've got 20 seconds to fill. I planned this poorly.
Hey, we're back. We were gone last week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And we have a special guest in studio.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. It's going to be a sweet show.
That's right. Oh, man. Just you watch your radio because it's coming. I'll start the stupid show.
You're bad at this.
Microphone one.
Microphone dose.
And microphone four to be determined later. The time is 6:06 in the PM. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show. We're back. Radio's our unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667. Do you like letters? Then it is 472-KOOP. I also got the Twitter thing open. We are at Mascot Wedding. If you tweet at us, I will read it.
That's right. We just heard Typhoon from their New Kind of House EP. That was The Honest Truth. Good stuff if you like white gentlemen yelling.
By the way, anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else.
Take that, America.
Oh, take it, America. Man, America really needs a victory.
I feel like there's a huge difference between take that, America, and take it, America. Maybe just one difference in words.
Well, maybe I just left out, like, across the goal line or something like that. Like, I'm taking America, like, all the way.
Oh, okay. Well, now I like that.
Taking it to the top.
Well, now I want to start a fun run based on that.
Oh, what would the fun run be?
Take it, America.
Hey, hey, David.
Hey, Mac.
How are you?
I'm awesome.
We weren't here last week.
That's right. Thank you very much to Brian for filling in. Brian from the Clear Spot, let's say.
The Clear Spot All-Stars.
Yeah, exactly. Scrub team. that's not nice. Yeah, we were out of town in Boston, Massachusetts.
That's right. We don't talk a lot about our other stuff, but we were told we can.
Yeah, we're going to pull that curtain back for just this little bit. Yeah, we did some shows.
Yeah, our sketch comedy troupe that we are in, David and myself. Called Stag Comedy, performed a show up there at this event called Geek Week. And we brought somebody back with us, our special in studio guest, joining us. I should give the full intro.
Yeah, no. Stretch it out.
Stretch it out. Yeah. You know, I didn't prepare one. So you'll have to, you know, if I screw up here.
Webster's defines comedy as. No.
She's a stand up. She's performed all over the country. She currently is based in LA. She's here in town for the Ladies Are Funny Festival. She also, just by coincidence, performed at this thing called Geek Week of Boston that we were at. Special studio guest, Aparna Nancherla.
Yes.
Yay. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on the show. Yeah, but like David said, went to Boston and do this thing. And Carrie Lindo, who is one of the coordinators for Ladies Are Funny Festival.
That's right. Or Laugh.
Laugh.
Yeah.
It reminds you of what to do.
From now on, when I say laugh, I'm not referring to that. Actual laughter. Everyone take note. Cut down on the... I don't want to spend too much time just talking about stuff.
And we're off to a going at a great clip, but yep. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. And so we were at Geek Week in Boston, which was a nerdy, I guess, festival.
It was a celebration of the nerdier aspects of comedy.
In spirit, yes. Put on by Improv Boston.
Yes.
And Aparna was there.
I was there.
You were there. And like, hey, we're going to see you next week, I think.
Yeah.
And so, here I am.
So how's it going?
It's good. I'm sitting down. You guys are standing up.
That's fine. No, it's right. It harnesses our radio energy.
If we sit down, we will fall dead asleep.
Yes.
Well, I've been in the sun all day, so I might join you in that.
All right.
What if this is scenario?
This is your hour. You do whatever you want to do.
If you guys want to just take a nap in the room, we can lower the lights.
Yes.
And just Dave and I both snore.
I can.
I probably snore. How do you know you snore?
Well, that aforementioned trip we were on, the other people in our sketch comedy group were not quiet about how how much we snored. And
well, that's weird because delightful because you were not quiet about sleeping. So yeah, I feel like it was.
Why are you against me?
It's fair
because I got that for the better part of however long we've known each other. I was snoring Jack from the Andes for the longest time.
Listen, SJ, you need to cool it down.
Fair enough.
So let me ask you first, Aparna. What did the first time I saw you do stand up was open mic last year for Out of Bounds.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know you saw me there.
That's right. Oh. I was on that same open mic. I'm surprised that I'm sure that's when you first
saw me. Undercover. It was a really long open mic, I recall.
That open mic is very long. It was at the Velveeta Room. And now we saw you at Geek Week.
Yes.
And now you're in town for a laugh.
Yes.
You're a bit of a festival veteran.
Or a festival whore.
Well,
however
I don't have a tendency to call my guests whores.
Yeah, well, exactly. That might be a first.
I put it out there.
Listen, whore. Real accusatory.
Put your whore on stage and make me laugh. That
you
felt
can
wrong.
Lead a whore to water.
But finish it. No, come on.
And she'll probably drink it.
Yeah, okay. She will. If she's a water whore.
That's
can we stop?
That's a very boring back of that t-shirt. Whatever that is.
Get on Cafe Press.
Yes.
Or Zazzle.
Zazzle.
That's very. Another t-shirt.
That is.
By the way, Aparna makes money off of Zazzle, so don't.
So
don't go there.
Yeah.
Don't.
Conflict of interest.
She doesn't.
I.
Anyway. So do you apply to a lot of festivals when you're doing?
I do. I used to live in D.C. I relocated to L.A. recently. In D.C., I kind of tried to just get out on the scene a little bit by applying to a lot of festivals. But now I realize that I don't have that much money left, so I have to stop.
That S is expensive.
Yes. Yeah. There's submission fees, and then you have to pay your flight usually, and it all adds up.
So do you have anything else lined up for the summer or for the rest of 2011, I guess?
Just some private gigs, but I don't think I have any festivals for a while.
But you're based out of LA now, so you're right there in the middle of the comedy world.
Yeah, it's a little surreal because you do a lot of shows where it's like, you know, a big name just does a spot and it's not a big deal. And they're just working out stuff, you know, and you're like, oh, I gotta be my best. But you kind of get used to it, and then you get jaded, and then you give up, I guess.
Which phase are you in right now?
I'm still, like, bright-eyed.
Okay.
So I don't know how long that lasts.
Because, can be honest with you, you have a real jaded vibe.
I know.
You do.
So
it's hard. It's hard. I'm sorry.
I feel like
your apology was warranted.
So how long have you been doing stand-up overall, and how long have you been in L.A.?
I have been doing stand-up for about 5 years continuously, and I've only been in LA for about 6 months, so I still feel pretty new to that scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why the move from DC? I mean, it's probably a obvious answer, but let's go ahead and say it anyway. But why the move to LA? What made you do that?
Well, DC is a great scene. Like, I'm really glad I started there. There's a lot of good opportunities to develop and kind of find your voice, but then it's kind of like if you want to take a next step, a good place to be is New York or LA. Mm-hmm. And I think I've always wanted to try the West Coast, so I went for LA.
Good choice, I think, right?
Maybe.
Well, you tell us. How's LA? How is LA on the whole treating you? Yeah?
Yeah, I like it. Like, I mean, the traffic is a legitimate complaint and, you know, everything's spread out, but I found the scene to be like supportive and people are nicer than I thought they would be. Mm-hmm. And in general, it's like there's so much going on, so much opportunity just to go see comedy and kind of get involved with stuff that it feels like a world of difference from like a smaller scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I bet. Yeah. Yeah. Austin here, pretty small scene.
Yeah.
Is it?
But it's like a family. I mean,
yeah.
That sounded silly as soon as I said it, but it is a very supportive town in terms of family.
It seems like it. I mean,
you know, there's a lot of there's a lot of people here, but when I say small scene, it's the availabilities to play places.
Right.
Right.
Isn't very big. Like you performed last night at Live at Cold Town.
Yes.
Which is usually a pretty fun venue.
The
attendance there didn't seem all that great last night, but it's a real nice place to play. But yeah, like, you know, it's just a small... I mean, Cold Town is moving to a larger theater.
Oh, is it?
Yes, but
I don't know if that's official yet.
In theory, they are. they've been. How about this? They've been looking for money.
Yes, they've been efforting.
Yeah. No, I didn't say where or if or when.
I'm busting your bees, Mac.
My bees have been busted.
So you played live at Coal Town last night, and you're doing a show tonight.
Correct? Yes. We should. Sorry, I mentioned that. Yeah, Ladies Are Funny Festival is going on at SVT, and you're playing a show at 9 p.m. tonight.
Yes.
And here's the lineup. It's Maggie May, starting off, local Austin favorite. Mm-hmm. Kim Diaz, Julia Hladkowitz. Oh, boy, I should have cleared these names first. Sharon Houston, Sarah Kennedy, Cynthia Levin, Jenny Zingrino, and then you, the headliner, Aparna Nancherla.
Oh, I don't even know if that's the official order.
I'm saying it is.
How does, okay. How does that feel to be the headliner, to just dominate over all those scrubs?
Yeah.
Well, what can you say?
That's what we're asking.
Exactly.
Yes. So when you walk up and you know that someone's opening for you, how do you verbally dominate them before the show?
You say, I hope you know what you're doing.
I like that.
Because I don't.
Oh, okay.
Is that just a good
playing head game?
Switcheroo.
Yeah.
The old bait and switcheroo.
That sounds intense.
I like your style.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to take a break? Or you want to keep going?
Let's take a little. We can take a little break.
Let's take a little break, and then we come back, and we're going to talk about Boston a little bit, and then more with a guest.
We'll get into it.
More with a hot guest.
Okay. Yeah. Hit the hard stuff.
Sweet, sweet git. Is my thing queued up?
Yeah, we're all set.
Okay, this is Blue Loop. This is the band Cheeseburger, which, man, I love their name so much. Off of their new album, which is called Another Big Night Down the Drain. This is Big Night off the Adult Swim record label. More mascot winning try for this.
All right, we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake, special and studio guest.
Aparna Nancherla.
There it is. We just heard the band Cheeseburger off of their new album, Another Big Night Down the Drain. That was Big Night. That's off the Adult Swim record label.
Ooh. Sure.
It's cartoon people.
Up and comer. Hip.
Yep. But yeah, we have special studio guest Aparna, who's going to be performing later tonight at Salvage Vanguard Theater as part of the Ladies Are Funny Festival. Oh, I laugh.
So, Aparna, for someone listening to the show who is not familiar with your body of work or your comedy, in a nutshell, could you sort of describe your comedy?
This is an awful question, by the way, but you're going to
I love it.
You're
yes.
going to have to answer it.
It's quirky observationalisms.
That sounds terrible.
Yep. It's a very small niche demographic that I cater to. Usually can get one or two fans per year.
That's not true. We saw you in Boston. You were great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Let me ask you about Boston, though. That festival called Geek Week.
Yes.
Which we went to it. Not that there was anything wrong with the festival Geek Week. There's a lot of funny acts.
Right.
But we were, a friend of ours is a friend of one of the people who works in Improv Boston, which is how we heard of it. What drew you? I mean, when you saw Geek Week, were you like, I'm geeky?
Well, I think you think Geek Week, you think supportive audiences, you know, people who just desperately want to fit in.
Okay.
Polite indoor children.
Yeah. Introverts. All my wheelhouse.
Sure.
That's funny.
Sort of like the way the geeks support George Lucas for his decision to make the prequels.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder if there's more festivals like that where you look at it and you're like, I'm not that person, but I would be a good crowd.
Like Dork Slam or something.
Or like, you know, Cat People Festival.
Yes.
Like people just have a lot of cats.
Oh, cat people.
Oh, but what if it's like people who are cats?
That's a tough...
Yeah, what if it's like that weird lady who was on Hard Copy all the time for having too much plastic surgery?
Wait, oh my God, I remember that.
Wait, yeah. What did she have? She looked like a cat now?
She wanted to look like a cat. Yeah, she wanted to look. So she had very feline features.
Did she pull it off?
No. Did she pull it off? Yeah, she fooled us all.
Yeah. Not that I would be like, whoa.
She had us going for like a good second.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, what's that cat surgery?
Surely you've heard of Marilyn Whiskers, right?
Yeah. Marilyn Whiskers, the daughter of a cat and a person? Yes.
Yes. Yes, Marilyn Whiskers.
I'm not going to tell you which one was which. I don't want people picturing that at home.
The answer may surprise you.
Yes. If you want to, if you really need to picture it, just take a stuffed animal and put it on one of those little modeling dummies that you can move around. You know what I'm talking about? The wooden ones?
Like there an IKEA.
Yeah. So it's, you have a lot of asexuality there. Sure. I guess I do assume that one, that thing's a man. Like the
I think that says more about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it doesn't have any secondary sex characteristics of a lady.
You just want
boobs, David.
Thank you, Mac.
We got it.
Great show. Great show here. Glad you came on, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm so glad.
But yeah, we were all in Boston, which is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I have some family who lives up there. And so I've been to Boston before. Have you been to Boston before?
I never have.
How about you?
I'd been before.
I've heard that, like, Boston, you know, when people talk about it, they're like, oh, yeah, it's nice and everything. Also, it was, like, real racist.
I'd heard that,
which
sure.
I don't want to get sued by the city of Boston. I honestly didn't experience any of that.
No, I was sort of disappointed by how little, pardon the expression, local color I experienced in Boston. Like, no one was, well, I take that back. There was one instance of someone being drunk and belligerent. But other than that, that was it.
What was the tell that
Whoa,
story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we went to have dinner in what they call the North End, which I guess is sort of like there's this street of just Italian restaurants everywhere. And so it was like, pick one. It's all probably good. So while we're sort of looking for a restaurant, on the corner of the street, there is a drunk man being thrown out of a restaurant. And he's yelling at the door guy, you know, shouting profanities and just being very, very drunk about it.
Were you able to discern? I mean, obviously he's drunk. That's probably maybe reason enough.
Yelling, go Bruins.
Really?
No.
Were you able to? Well, if he's yelling, go Flyers, that might have been a difference.
Well, that's why.
I guess it would have been like, go Flyers.
Go Flyers.
Sorry. Apologize to those guys. You were able to discern a reason?
No, he was just sort of being generally belligerent and there to the point where he even got punched in the face by the door guy.
It was like seeing a dude
Whoa.
Punched.
It was weird because it wasn't like a movie punch where like he gets floored. It was really just like... It was like hitting
a friendly punch.
Yes, like a friendly punch.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Let's knock a couple teeth loose.
Like, come on, champ.
But it is that weird like flesh slap sound where it's like... It's like it's not... You know, there's no thud going on. And he didn't hit the ground. He just sort of like dazed a little bit.
Whoa.
But where it gets even better is that it's on this, you know, street that's sort of like Sesame Street. It's like, you know, storefronts and then buildings on top.
Yeah. And
so as this guy refuses to leave the restaurant,
I like how that, that's sort of like that's things are in maybe bigger cities.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Like on
Sesame Street.
Sure. Yes.
You know that Sesame Street is actually based off a real city.
Is that so?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Really?
No.
God's
New
country.
York City. Come on.
I thought yeah.
It's not anyway.
Oh, man.
You've been duped.
Got you.
Been punked.
You just got mascotted.
Is that a thing?
It is now.
That's a thing. Spread it around.
Am I married to a mascot now?
Sure. Yeah.
Yes, of your choosing. Yes. May I recommend Duckhead?
From
a duck-headed mascot.
Yes.
David, finish your story.
Sure. So as this sort of pseudo fight is going on, people start popping out of their apartment windows, like to, you know, open up the window and stick their head out to see what's going on, including one man who was shirtless and carrying a bottle of Jameson. And that was the moment where I thought, okay, we're in Boston now. Because otherwise, like, Boston's a really lovely city and, you know, it's very great and everything like that. But I'm not the kind of person to know when I'm in a different town. And it usually takes something like that where I'm like, oh, this is what I was expecting all along. Now I'm here. So that was fun.
Yeah, it's weird to go into a town excited about possible racism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, man, look around for it. Which that kind of, it's like, who's the real monsters, guys? But we walked into this one place and we're all talking in, you know, awful stereotype Boston accents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, went into a place to get pie and we're all like, ah, the pie's good here. Like, let's go around and kind of get a beer.
Yeah.
And we stopped for a second. We're like, how obnoxious would that be if someone came down to Austin and they were just like, you know, hey, I'm in Austin. Where's my horse? Yeah. Burp, burp, burp. Howdy doody.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, you're a monster. And you'd tase them. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is we are awful.
We're awful. We're the worst. Yeah. So how was your Boston experience? Like,
I had a good time. I stayed with a comic friend. I've been getting used to just sleeping on people's couches.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of have that experience of like not really seeing the city a lot, but just kind of doing my shows and then finding the nearest free Wi-Fi.
Nice. All right.
Are you sleeping on a couch here in
I am.
Nice.
I'm staying with the Maggie May
from the show
tonight.
Austin's.
What does she like to live with? You can go ahead and tell us right now. Is it scary?
She is. I don't know if I can say on air.
You can just gesture. Oh my God, that's awful, Aparna. Oh, that's terrible. No, she's nice, right?
Can we all agree that she is?
Yeah, no, she's very wonderful. Nice and
very funny.
She's been driving me around. Like,
and Maggie will be part of the show tonight, 9 p.m. at Salvage Vanguard Theater on Manor Road. We got a phone call on the Braun Blake phone lines. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Renna from Boston out in Tripton Springs.
Wait, hold on. You're from Boston?
Yeah, I'm from Boston.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
We don't eat pie in Boston.
Well, we went to a pie place.
Yeah, we went to a bakery.
Pie place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must have been moved in from Connecticut or something.
Right?
We do punch people in the face all the time, though. It's pretty bad. it's kind of like yelling at somebody.
What's the dumbest reason you got into a fight in Boston?
Or has seen a fight? Think hard.
I can't think of the dumbest reason I've gotten in a fight, but I can think of the dumbest aftermath where somebody went up to another guy and was like, "Hey man, that was a good punch." and we're shaking hands, having beers afterwards.
Chivalry.
Like, "Hey man, that was a good one."
Well, was it a good one?
It was kind of a sissy.
Oh, okay.
No one was, they weren't really punching to hurt. Just punching to, you know, get the point across.
I gotcha. All right. Well, thanks for calling and keep punching.
But I've never had any pie up there.
Oh, okay.
Well, it exists.
Well, then I guess we're liars.
There's definitely no cupcakes either. There's no shiny vehicle selling cupcakes. So.
That's true. Enjoy it. Enjoy it down here.
All right, take it easy. All right, bye.
KOP, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
Who's calling?
This is Veronica.
No, that's not your name.
How do you know it's not my name?
Because you are our friend of the show.
Hey, I am. You got me.
Him and Estrada, who you met last night.
I just wanted to call and say hi to Aparna and tell her that I think she's so funny.
Aww.
And I am so glad she's in town, and I had a great time seeing her in Boston, and I had a great time seeing her last night, and I hope she's having a good time.
Are you Aparna?
You guys, that's really my mom.
Jimena, you're Aparna's mom?
Well, surprise!
Oh, twist!
That's a surprise.
It's the Maury Povich show.
Yeah, either she's really old or you're really young because you seem about the same age.
Yeah.
What's I don't. No judging. No judging.
Complicated.
I also wanted to say that I love the Mascot Wedding Show.
It's about time someone did.
Yeah, somebody should love it. It's pretty great.
So that's what I wanted to say.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having the show.
No problem.
Done.
All right.
Bye, man.
Bye.
I like how she said, thanks for having the show, which she has co-hosted sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. She has been on here several times.
Yeah. Which, by the way, you do a really funny bit. Hopefully I'm not giving anything away. If I am, just give me the kill sign.
Okay.
Involving like Muppetry. You want me to give it killed right now?
Well, I can't recreate it.
Yeah, I'm not asking.
No.
Okay.
No, I just, if you don't want me to talk about it.
Don't say anything that would compromise the integrity of the bit.
I'll try not to.
Okay.
But this bit creates an illusion.
Yeah.
The illusion involves you turning around.
Yeah.
I've seen you do this a couple times now. And the first time, instead of looking where I should have looked, I just looked at your face like behind the stage. And I was like, this is funny. And then last night when you did it, I actually looked at the area where I was supposed to look, and it was great.
No.
When I looked where I was supposed to look, I was like, wow, this is working a lot. This is really working. But the other night, I was like, I just want to, always like looking at you weren't even looking at the crowd anymore.
No.
But
I
was just sometimes like watching
I
your
close
mouth.
My eyes.
Oh.
Yeah.
To really feel the Muppetry.
I feel less stressed out.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And that really is an excellent bit. That's one of those,
thanks.
I mean, that's... I'm trying to find the right words.
We don't want to compromise the integrity of the bit.
No,
as slow as that was, you think I could remember it.
And
but I got distracted.
As limp of a compliment as it sounds, that is... No.
The flaccid compliment.
But no, I'd appreciate how completely original that is. Like,
oh,
that's
thanks.
One of those that only you could have come up with. Like, I don't know. I really enjoyed the hell out of it.
I don't think he's saying that as a compliment.
I tried real hard with my words,
No, you did. You did
David's
a good job.
Actually my mom.
What?
Done.
Now.
Several moms. You probably should take a maternity test.
I should.
Yeah.
Because I might have kids.
What? Now it's an even bigger twist.
And I should probably take an anatomy test. Ooh. What is that? Somebody stole my tie.
What is the joke there?
That was perfect for the radio.
Is the joke there that you would look at people naked? Is this for an anatomy?
No, because if I'm her mother, then I got a lot of splaining to do.
Oh, okay.
DT.
Now I'm on board.
Down there.
Now I'm on the trolley.
There it is.
I'm following you.
So are you enjoying Austin?
By the way, before you get into enjoying Austin,
sorry.
Welcome to the ROM second half of the show.
Oh, yes. Thank you. To
the ROM.
We had a pledge drive, and one of the things if someone pledged some money to help support our show, we'd say we'd name parts of the show after them.
Oh, cool.
And this dude named Rom came correct.
Yeah.
And so now he sponsors the second half of the show.
Yes, which is why also we have a name for our phone line.
The Brown & Blake phone line.
Yes.
Oh, what?
My own sister. But yes, how are you enjoying Austin?
I like it a lot. This is only my second time here. I was here for Out of Bounds last year where you saw me.
Yes, that's true. Well, how was Out of Bounds last year?
It was really fun. All the shows were at the Velveeta Room, which is, you know, a pretty singular venue.
Yes.
Or it has a reputation, I guess, which I didn't know coming in.
What was the reputation that you heard afterwards?
Well, I read in the program, it was like, this is the hardest room in the entire country. It's reduced veterans to tears. That's what it said.
Well, they were talking about of our armed forces.
Yes.
It's
a strong anti-American vibe.
That makes
a lot more
sense.
Yes.
They just showed 9/11 footage one time. They start crying. That's really...
It's a really rough room.
It was a tough day for everyone.
I can see why that's hard.
But no, it's like it's... When you go to the open mics, it's comedians and drunks. And so it's... Right.
A great combo.
Yes,
oh, sure.
Exactly. Or occasionally you might look out and get that sweet center of a Venn diagram, drunk comedians.
Right, yeah.
In that case.
Sweet spot.
That is. That is right in the honey hole.
But no, I really like Austin. It's a great town.
If you hate it, you can go ahead and tell us to our face.
Yeah.
No, right. I like it.
Is there an aspect that you don't like about it?
It's really hot.
Okay.
Yeah. Today especially.
Yeah.
We were just talking earlier, because David, you rode the bus today.
Yes, I did.
Doing your part for something?
For not having a car payment.
Yeah, there you go.
For the bus.
Right? Ladies?
And... whenever I get on the bus and you walk on and it's like, whoa, this bus smells awful. And you're like, summer's here, guys. Time to go to a theater. Go see Thor.
Hey, did someone leave bacon in their backpack? Nope, it's summer on a bus.
Oh, man.
I'm going to leave this Reuben sandwich under the bus seat for a couple of days. Summer. Summertime.
Sure.
Boing.
Are you coming back to Out of Bounds this year?
I don't think I'll be coming back to Out of Bounds this year. I didn't apply, so
no. Okay. Well, then, spoiler alert, you're not coming back.
I'm not coming back.
Unless they drag you back. So how long have you been doing stand-up? I think, I don't remember the answer.
5 years.
And you were you from D.C. originally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I'm born and raised.
How do you, I used to live in, Northern Virginia.
Oh, that's where I'm from.
Which part?
McLean.
Oh, yeah. Spelled McLean.
Yeah.
Not my first name, which is McCLAIN.
What if Mac's your mom?
It's probably going to happen.
Let's go around the horn.
I think.
But when I first moved there, I was a little kid, and we'd get all the DC channels, and they used to have the show at night. I don't think I'd be surprised if it's still on. It's called Standing Under Siege.
I think I've heard of it.
Do you remember?
It.
Okay. Yeah. And my dad, who was like super excited, or my older brother Calvin, too.
Sure.
He was like, hey, man, D.C., because I think it was during that brief period of time where they overtook Detroit as the
Myrtle capital of the world.
It was also the murder capital.
Yes, the capital for female turtles.
Yes. And so he was like, hey, murder capital of the world, murder capital USA. Like, tried to get me excited about it, but instead scared the hell out of me. And there was a show called City Under Siege, and all they did was show the crimes that happened that day in D.C.
Oh, my God.
And so I remember, like, turning on that show, and then I was, like, sleeping in my parents' room, like, the next, because I was small.
Sure.
Maybe. Yeah.
That never really, because we had that in Houston also. We had a show called City Under Siege. It was on four nights a week.
Wait, literally called City Under Siege?
Yeah.
Which, by the way.
Come on, folks.
Come on, really?
We're not under siege. It's just.
That's like the siege.
Yes.
Yes.
But a city under it. Well, I guess in the siege.
It was a city under siege. Exactly.
Thank God. I believe that Bruce Willis's character was in the right in that movie.
Uh-huh.
And he had to put up with annoying Denzel Washington. Wasn't that the plot?
Yeah.
Pound sand, liberals.
No. But yeah, you were going to say the city under siege, Houston.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it was a franchise.
I guess so, yeah. But I would watch that and just sort of be like, I wasn't scared. It sort of desensitized me to crime, even though, look, DC's cute and all. Houston had some stuff going on.
What? Yeah. I'd say Baltimore trumps everything.
Oh, Balmer is, yeah. Forget about it.
Even their McDonald's in the airport is scary.
I know. No, because in DC, you know, there's a lot of Baltimore comic crossover just because it's like you go to Baltimore, do shows. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't, but other people did. And then people from Baltimore go to DC and it's like Baltimore just has that reputation of like just the... dangerous, like, people with, like, no teeth. It's just horrible. Like, the stereotypes about Baltimore are just unwarranted.
Oh.
I'm sure they have, like, the show The Wire, of course, amazing. Yes. But at the same time, if I was the Baltimore mayor or Baltimore mayor.
Yes.
Or even, like, the, you know, Travel Bureau. What's that called?
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, I would be like, no thanks, HBO. You can't
Travel Bureau.
You can't film here anymore. Yeah. You're showing people how awful and scary our city is.
Yeah. They film a lot of stuff there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Not just like they film Step Up 2.
What? Oh. Step Up 2 the streets?
Yeah. Wait, was it Step Up 2 the streets or Step Up 2 colon the streets?
I think it was just straight through. Step Up 2 the streets.
Step Up 2 the streets.
Step Up.
So do you think the city of Baltimore... they could beat DC in a dance-off if the entire population's. You're a cosmic alien, and you force the...
Again, it's a cosmic alien!
Don't you sandbag my scenarios. When you force both populations to step up, who's stepping up to the streets?
Well, I feel like Baltimore would be, like, you know, going at it with, like, crumping or something, and then DC would be doing, like...
Crumping?
Could you tone down the disdain?
Political soft shoe.
like deficit rare. Yeah. Who enjoys that?
Nobody.
Nobody.
By the way, over here, I made the mistake of having the radio on KUT when it first started up, and of course Garrison Keillor came on.
Sure.
Ooh. I'm always stunned by that guy. Like, it was just him being like, oh, I'm slanging it up with some other person. Like, who finds this entertaining?
That seems like something that, like, hipsters would try to bring back. Like, yeah. I'm a political humorist, like with the red, white, and blue suspenders, like singing about the deficit.
Mm-hmm. Making both some time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Talking about some weird theater of the mind radio play where he's like a struggling country musician.
Yes.
Oh, Sunshine, we're going to do a song. That's my Garrison Keillor. It needs work, I know. I don't ever get a chance to listen to it.
I gave it a 3.
Out of what?
Two.
Out of
3.
Oh. Thank you, David. I guess that was
better. Hey, I win again.
Because it's a 3 out of 2, so it's 150%.
Oh. Yeah.
Your toadying was appreciated, though.
Oh, man. Yep.
Uh-oh, is that someone from Baltimore calling in?
Yeah, exactly. Who did we tick off now?
Defend their awful city. KOP, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Rom of the eponymous Rom Second Half.
Rom! Yay! Thank you for sponsoring our second half, Rom.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to do it. But listen, I was wondering, is there any way you can change that to the Rom McDaniel second half? Because I'm worried about random Indian dudes taking credit for my second half.
Whoa.
I'm being cautioned here in the car that's getting kind of ethnic or whatever, but I don't want to make it sound like that or anything.
Well, let me echo the sentiments of the very intelligent person in the car with you.
You know what? I would only half agree with them. I don't know about ethnic, but I definitely think it's getting a little whatever.
Right. Well, hey, your guest, I don't know what your guest name is, but she's funny and she sounds like Starley Kine. Can I get more information about your guest?
Sure.
Aparna, what's your website?
It's aparnacomedy.com.
Aparnacomedy.com. That's aparnacomedy.com, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And she will be doing a show tonight at the Salvage Vanguard Theater at 9 p.m. Rom?
Rom? Rom?
Oh, no.
We lost him off that cliff again.
We really lost him.
Thanks for calling in, Rom.
I'll listen offline.
If that's even the real Rom.
Yes.
I think the last name matches up. Wait, isn't... I'm thinking of Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah, you're thinking of Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah, I was too.
We were all there.
We were all thinking of Rahm.
All right, Rahm McDaniel, if you want to sponsor the second half of the show. Because, you know what? Random Indian dudes.
Yeah, we'd hate to let them win. Oh, Rom, you idiots.
He's not dumb. He's just excited about the show, which we appreciate. Great, hey, let's take a break real quick.
Yeah, let's take a break. Let me set up real quick.
Yo, you got this?
I do. Or do you want it?
No, you're already set up. You're okay. There. You're in command. You're strong, strong-willed individual.
Let's go with...
What are we going to hear, David?
From their album Mysterious Power, this is Ezra Furman and the Harpoons. My goodness, I'm horrible at reading. Mysterious Power is the name of the track. More Mascot Wedding Show after this.
Is that that Vampire Weekend guy?
No.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys.
All right, coming down the home stretch of the Mascot Wedding Show, my name is David Hatta.
My name is Mag Blake, right?
Special in-studio guest.
Aparna.
Yes.
Yes.
Aparna, a very funny stand-up comedian. They'll be performing tonight at Salvage Vanguard Theater at 9 p.m. as part of the Ladies Are Funny Festival, or LAFF. If you'd like to find out some more ticket information about that, I believe it is... ladiesarefunnyfest.wordpress.com or just Google it. Come
That's
on.
That's right, though. You got it right.
Oh, I did? Uh-huh. Score. Amazing.
Or you can also just go to salvagevanguard.org. And Aparna, you mentioned earlier that when you're in another city, you like to go find the free Wi-Fi.
I do.
Do you have a web presence?
I do. I have a website, aparnacomedy.com.
Uh-huh. And are you on the Twitter?
I am.
And your handle
My
is?
My handle is aparnapkin.
A par napkin?
Yeah, it's like a par and then napkin.
You lost me.
I know. It's
Do you make napkins?
No.
I'm very stupid.
I tried too hard when I thought of a name. Oh. I thought it was like, remember when everyone had AOL and you wanted like a unique username that wasn't just your first name and last name?
Same thing happened
to
me.
But now it's like you're supposed to be professional. I guess I was trying to hold on to the past.
Yeah, actually, my Twitter handle is MacBDazzler.
Whoa, see?
Yeah, and then...
Look, that's a whole other thing.
I changed it to just Mac Blake, and I had it there for literally 30 minutes, and then I missed MacBDazzler so much, I changed it back.
How could you not? It's like two different people.
Yeah, one's just like, hey, guys, I'm Mac Blake.
I'm your certified public accountant.
Yep.
I cry myself to sleep every night.
Hey, guys, there's a good Groupon
today. I'm pretty sure MacBDazzler does that, too.
There's a good Groupon today, guys. You should probably check it out. A Groupon.
Groupon.
But Mac, I thought you were like, Mac Badassler, he's like, come on, guys. Yeah, good living social.
Yeah, there was a part of me that was sort of torn between like using my actual name for Twitter, but there's a lot of David Hattas out there.
And,
more than you would think. Yes, absolutely. For the longest time, I was sort of buried in a Google search. And yes, I have Googled myself.
Come on, you should have a Google alert these days.
I do. I have that too.
Okay, nice.
I've grown to love at Runaway Van, so I'm pretty happy with that. And also, would you happen to have a blog?
I do. It's attached to my website.
Yeah, it's linked.
Yeah.
You can click the blog.
So what's the blog for?
It's just for... I've gotten musings. Really lazy about blogging ever since Twitter came along, but... Mm. That's how I started, I think, kind of just writing my thoughts down and figuring out like things I found funny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
May I give out the URL?
Yeah, it's super emo name. It's too much.
I like it. It's innerlimits.blogspot.com.
Come on.
If you want to check it out. But that is it's linked to aparnacomedy.com.
It is.
Yes.
So inescapable news this week.
Yes.
They knocked off Osama.
Knocked off?
Osama.
They got that guy, Osama bin Laden. I was actually on a flight from Newark to Austin when I found out. And
you were on a flight?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This guy
full circle,
was
right?
next to me. Yeah. He was Israeli. I'm not going to do the accent, but he was like, did you hear the news about Osama? I was like, what? And he was like, oh, they killed him. And the U.S. killed him or something.
Sure.
And when he said, in the space between, have you heard about the news... It's like, did you hear? It's like, did you hear about Osama bin Laden? In between that part and the actual news delivery, I didn't imagine that was going to be the answer.
Sure.
Like I thought for a second, did you hear about Osama bin Laden? I was like, oh great, he's like taking over another plane.
Uh-huh.
Or B, he had taken over our plane And this guy was just the most incredulous individual. Like, hey, do you have Osama bin Laden? Yeah. Took over the plane.
Yep,
it's gonna crash into something. Can you believe that guy? I got places to be. Not gonna happen now. Let's roll, everybody. Yep, but no, it was. So when I got there, I was like, oh, thank God he's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
But you saw something today that.
I was walking downtown on 6th Street, and I passed by a bar, and it said "Free Osama Shots."
Hmm. So did you get yours?
I didn't.
Oh, come on.
I was surprised it didn't have a tagline like, they go straight to your head or something.
It might. It does now.
Sell that joke, yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, won't.
Send it to Leno. That guy probably needs it.
No, the reason I asked you to bring that one up again, I think I've mentioned this on the show before, but this town is very, has a knack for being insensitive.
Yeah.
About like, and not that.
Yeah, this town. Try.
Well, true. But I'm thinking of a specific.
Try this world.
There was a bar or a restaurant on campus during Hurricane Ike and Rita, and you know, when all those hurricanes were hitting the Gulf Coast, and a lot of people were sort of being evacuated from Houston and Galveston and moving up to Austin. That weekend of the big hurricane scare, there was a restaurant sort of advertising, hey, hurricane party, come on in. It was like, really? Like, people have been displaced from their homes. It's like, come on, guys, we'll take care of you with shots.
Well, we talked about this HEB.
Yes.
Like the local chain of, that's our big supermarket here.
Oh, okay.
During Hurricane Katrina, they had a sale on, you know, bottled water, like miniature grills, basically stuff. And they're like, they had a donation section right next to it. So yeah, you buy the cheap water and you could put it in the donation bin. Or you can just buy the cheap water and just take it home. So either it's like, it's depending on what you do with it, it's either a Hurricane Katrina relief effort or a Hurricane Katrina like relief themed sale.
Yeah.
Which is just like not.
I loaded up on water.
Thanks, refugees.
Thanks for these great deals.
You did it, guys. Well, hey, Aparna, we're out of time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hour
thanks
flew by.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Aparna, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
And once again, the information. It's ApurnaComedy.com is the website.
Please.
You were performing tonight at Salvage Vanguard Theater on Manor Road. It is an awesome lineup with a lot of stand-up comedians. It starts at 9 p.m.
Yes. And if you don't catch her tonight, tomorrow she will be in Westwood, California at the Improv Space.
That's right.
Boy.
All our L.A. listeners.
Catching the red eye.
Yep. But yes, Aparna, thanks for coming on the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
And now we're going to close out the show with... you want to do your pleasantries first.
Sure. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. I think that's it.
Yep, I'm going to close the show here with Santi Gold, not Santo Gold. Changed her name for some reason. Featuring Karen O off of something. I think it just might be a single. Go. More Mascot Wedding Show next week.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.